Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love that song, I Surrender. Isn't that a beautiful song? So anointed and so good. Well, let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we start the word tonight. Father, we just come to you tonight, Father God, thanking you for your presence in this service tonight. Thanking you, Father God, for allowing us to come and to hear your word this night, Father God, and to sing in your presence this night, Father God, and just to be in your presence this night, God. We just surrender this service to you. We surrender our hearts to you tonight. We surrender our minds to you, Father. We surrender all those things tonight, Father God, that are hindering or that are trying to cause any kind of problems in our lives. We surrender them, Father, and we leave them tonight, Father God, before we even start hearing the word. We leave them at your feet, Father God. We cast them upon you, and Father, we are here with hearing ears tonight, Father God, and an open heart tonight, and we receive the word that you have for us, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the title of my message tonight is, The Lord is Working on Your Behalf. Good news tonight, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. We all need the Lord to be working on our behalf, don't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going in the same stream that I've been going in the last few weeks. And we've been talking about the prophecy the Lord had given Jerry Savelle for 2018. And so I want to begin with reading that prophecy to you tonight. It's 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word. And I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Rest assured that I am working in their behalf even now. And they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So it says to lift up our hands and to lift up our voices. You know, we all always want to see the manifestation before we praise God, don't we? We want to see the manifestation before we thank God. But you know, we really, by faith, we need to praise God before we see the manifestation. Amen? By faith, we need to thank God before we see the manifestation. Amen? Hallelujah. My message tonight, the title is, The Lord is Working on Your Behalf. He's working on your behalf tonight, even if it doesn't look like it. He's working on your behalf tonight, even if it doesn't feel like it. Amen? He's working on your behalf, even though these fiery darts might be coming at you. But that's only the enemy, and I say that is only the enemy.
Amen.
Amen? As we press through and praise our God, the enemy has to back up.
Yes.
Amen. He has to take notice and say, whoa, wait a minute. They're worshiping the Most High God.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the enemy sees. But when he sees that we are running in fear, when he sees that he's getting us to take notice of what he's doing, then he's going to come in more stronger, fuller force, with more fiery darts. He'll even come out with a cannon. He'll do it. He'll do it. So we've got to back him up, make him back up with our praise. Make him back up with our stand, that we're not going to be moved. We are unmovable. We are unshakable. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not even in my lesson tonight. Amen. But somebody came in this church tonight saying, God, I need an answer tonight. God, I need to hear tonight that you're on my side and that it doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm victorious. I know I'm triumphant. I know I've got I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. Even now the Lord is working on your behalf. Isaiah 52 and verse 12, and I'll be reading it in the Amplified. Says, for you will not go out in a hurry, nor will you go out in flight. You're not going to be running. You're just going to be strolling on out. This is how I do it. I just stroll. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will not go out in a hurry, nor will you go out in flight. For the Lord will go before you. Hallelujah. The Lord will go before you. And the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Glory to God. God is going before you. He's making your path clear. He's moving out all the things that are trying to keep you back, trying to hold you down. He's moving all those things. He's clearing them out. He's making your path clear for you tonight. He's going before you. He's moving those obstacles out of the way. Yes, he's moving Mr. Ugly out of the way. Amen. Yes, he is. Glory to God. All those that are coming against you, God's just going before you, moving it out of the way, clearing your pathway tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And when the enemy comes and tries to sneak up behind you, God is your rear guard. God has got you covered. Amen. God's got your back tonight. Glory to God. He's got your back tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're not going to run in flight. Amen. And we're not going to back up any. Amen. Because our God is going before us. Hallelujah. He's making the crooked places straight. Amen. He's moving some things out of the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John 5 and 17, Jesus said, my Father is always working, and so am I. Yes. Woo! Glory to God. Our God ain't just sitting still doing nothing. He's not just sitting on his hands tonight. Our God is working, and Jesus is working tonight. Amen. And he is working right now, even now on your behalf. Glory to God. God's working 24/7. He never slumbers nor sleeps. He's on the job 24/7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's got little old you on his mind. 24/7. Hallelujah. God has got some tremendous triumphs in store for you. Hallelujah. He's got some explosive victories planned for you. Glory to God. Yes, you might be going in and you might be feeling like you're whooped tonight, but you know what? You just don't know who's on your side. You just don't know who's going before you. Amen. There's about to be an explosion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the enemy's going to be blown right out of the water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to make things happen for you. He's going to make things happen for you. And nobody and nothing can stop it. Hallelujah. God's going to open some doors for you, and nobody and nothing can shut it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's a God thing. God thing. Amen. It's a God thing. And God don't fail. He never fails. Glory to God. Even now, the Lord is working on your behalf. Hallelujah. God's got you covered. He's got you covered. Hallelujah. The Most High God has you surrounded. Woo, glory. Oh, I'm so glad to know that tonight. Amen. I'm so glad to know that my God's got me surrounded. Amen. He goes before me and He clears a path for me and He's behind me. I can't understand that, but I don't have to. I know that God is God and God can do anything. Hallelujah. And I know that God's word is truth. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Glory to God. Now in 2 Kings, in chapter 6, it says, the army of Syria was coming out against the area where Elijah was. Coming out against them. And in the morning, Elijah's servant goes out. And he sees that the city is surrounded with this huge army coming out against them, and he's terrified. He goes and tells Elijah, we're surrounded by this huge army. And what does Elijah say? He says, fear not, for they that are with us is greater than they that is with them. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, that those that are with you is greater than those that are against you tonight. Amen. God's got you surrounded tonight. So Elijah prays. And he says, Lord, open my servant's eyes that he can see. He opened his eyes. God opened his eyes into the spirit realm. And he saw that there was a host of angels, warriors. Not little tiny babies with little diapers on, but they're warrior angels, amen, with flaming chariots and flaming swords, and they were ready for battle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has you surrounded tonight. The Most High God has you surrounded tonight. And guess what? He still has warring angels, amen, moving on your behalf, fighting on your behalf, warring on your behalf tonight. Hallelujah, it's the truth. You might be thinking, that your situation has you surrounded. But that is not truth. The truth is that God has your situation surrounded. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. I just think I might have a little Holy Ghost fit right now. Because I know, hallelujah, what God's going to do on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has got victory planned for you. Right in the middle of that situation. Hallelujah. You might think tonight that that sickness has got you surrounded. But I've got good news for you tonight. Amen. Your God has got that surrounded. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are triumphant over that sickness tonight. Amen. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You might think tonight that that debt has got you surrounded. But I've got news for you tonight. Your God has got that debt surrounded tonight. Amen. He's got those warring angels surrounding around that situation. Amen. And you're winning the battle. Woo, I got to get me a drink of water. Glory to God. Y'all did this to me tonight. Y'all came in hungry tonight. Amen. Glory to God. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned. They shall be shown to be in the wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might think that that situation, that problem on your job has got you surrounded. But I want you to know tonight that your God has got that situation on your job surrounded. Amen. And he's ready for attack. He's ready for attack. Amen. He's got those warring angels working on your behalf tonight. Hallelujah. No mountain too high for our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might be thinking tonight that that family situation has got you surrounded. But I've got news for the devil tonight. God has got that family situation surrounded. Amen. Glory to God. So be it. Hallelujah. God is working on your behalf right now. Everybody say right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31 and 8 says, "And the Lord, He it is. That doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." It is your God. Hallelujah. That is going before you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heard a testimony about this young girl. She worked late at night, and she'd come out after work to go walk into her car late at night. And she said that she kind of got this kind of eerie feeling. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. She said she looked around, and there were two guys that were kind of a distance from her. And she said she just didn't get a good feeling about them. And they had something in their hands. So she said that she started picking up her pace a little bit, you know, going to the car, and said they got closer to her. They picked up the pace too. And all of a sudden, when they got really close to her, all of a sudden they had this look of terror on their face, and they dropped whatever they had in their hands, and they took off. Said that sometime later that these guys were caught. And the police asked them, said, "What caused you to throw your weapons down and run and take off like that?" They said, "Well, there was this huge man about 10 feet tall. He was muscular, big old chest, big old arms. And he was carrying a huge sword in one hand and a huge shield in another hand. And looking like, I just dare you to come near this girl." Amen. Hallelujah. God is just daring the devil to touch you tonight. He's just daring the devil to mess with your finances tonight. He's just daring the devil to mess with your family tonight. He's just daring the devil to mess with your body tonight. Amen. Whatever situation you're going through tonight, God says, whoa, here's my warring angel going before you, and I'm going before you, and I'm your rear guard when the enemy tries to sneak up against you. Amen. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 1 and 30 says, the Lord your God, which goeth before you, He shall fight for you. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. Our God is going to fight for us tonight. Yes. Your God is going to fight for you tonight. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We don't have to do it. We want to sometimes. We're like, just God, just let me loose. Just let me say what I want to say, God. I can just rip them up one side and down the other. I can just really let them know. What for? They just don't know who they're messing with. God said, no, just keep your mouth shut. Keep out of trouble. Amen. Been there and done that. Lord, help me to do it again. The next time the enemy tries to rise up, help me to just keep my mouth shut again. Something we got to do just about on a daily basis. Especially when you're dealing with people. Yeah. Oh my. Oh my goodness. Lord help me. Psalm 139:5 in the New Living says, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand a blessing on my head. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, you go before me, and God, you go behind me, and you place your hand of blessing on me. Yes, when I go out of my house, I'm blessed. When I go to the job, I'm blessed. When I go to the store, I'm blessed. I got to tell you about a blessing I got tonight. Woo, glory. It was awesome. Pastor went to get us some food, and he wanted to tell it, I think, but I'm going to tell it. He thought it was his blessing, but it ended up being my blessing. So he went to the store, to the restaurant to pick us up some food, and he had to wait a pretty good while there. And the guy comes and he's apologizing to Pastor for having to wait so long. And Pastor's like, "That's okay, don't worry about it." He said, "Well, wait just a minute." He goes and gets something and brings it. He says, "Here, I'm gonna give you this." It was a piece of chocolate cake. Yeah. Woo! Glory! Glory! Pastor got a taste of it. And I got the rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I conquered that piece of cake. And it was good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't help it if God favors me. I can't help it. I just can't help it. He's got his hand of blessing on my head right now. He's a blesser today. Blesser today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before you go in the job on your way, you start saying, I've got God's hand of blessing on me today. I'm going to be blessed everywhere I go today. Amen. I'm going to have the favor of God and the favor of man today. I'm even going to have favor with my boss today. I'm even going to have favor with my co-workers today. Even that family member that hates me, that tries to get me in the flesh, I'm going to have favor with them today. I don't know about you, but sometimes people get on my nerves. I tell you the truth. And there was something recently, I don't remember who it is or what the situation was. Wouldn't tell you even if I remembered. But I'm like wanting to put my mouth on it. I know y'all aren't like that. I wanted to put my mouth on it. And Pastor didn't. Ooh. He says, let's pray for them. I'm like, I don't want to pray for them. I know y'all aren't like that. But he said, God will turn it around if you pray for them. I'm like, God, but can I just say something first? God, can I just talk about it? Can I just tell somebody how bad they were? Let's pray for them. And God will turn the situation around. So we prayed for them. Amen. And I got released.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now they're just in God's hands. They're just in God's hands. Let God handle it. I'm released. Praise God. Hallelujah. I do what the Word said, even though it was Pastor's idea. What, mine? I wanted to do something else. But God again took hold of it. Amen. Took hold of it. Thank God He did. Hallelujah. He looks out for us. He keeps us out of trouble. He loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. Days of glory. Days of flourishing. Days of abounding. Amen. That's God's word to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And He, even now, is going before you. He even now is working on your behalf. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We are victorious. We are triumphant. We do have the victory. Amen. We are overcomers tonight. We are the head and not the tail. Amen. We are above only and not beneath. We've got a God that goes before us. And we've got a God that is our rear guard, amen? And He's watching over us. And He's taking care of us. And He's sending out the angels, hallelujah, to take care of us. Amen. God is on your side tonight. God is with you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's remember to go out praising God. Especially when we know we're going to face a tough situation. Go out and meet that thing, but praise God before you get there. Amen. Praise God before you meet the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like we need some warring music tonight. How do you know any kind of warring music tonight? Hallelujah. Victory. 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 Glory to God. How about I went to the enemy's camp? Glory to God. That's an oldie but goodie. Amen. Because we're going to take back what the devil has stolen. We're going to take back everything the enemy has taken. Amen. It's ours. It's yours tonight. It belongs to you. Let's stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give her a minute to get her keys worked out. Praise the Lord. Woo! We're going to stomp on the devil's head tonight. Amen.
I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
One more.
Satan. Under my feet. He's under my feet.
me. He's under my feet.
I know the
devil is under my feet.
One more time, Patty.
I went to the enemy's camp.
We're taking it back.
Took back what he stole from me.
As he tried to take your peace away from you. I take my peace back tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
And I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
One more.
My feet, I know the devil is under my feet.
Amen. Give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Remember that the devil is under your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Patty.